This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I did mention that I would be having conversations with the various research awardees. We've got another one, Dr. Mtwanga, who's with me. He is coming from the Faculty of Natural Sciences again, and he won a gold research award. Congratulations, Dr. Kunjan.
Thank you very much, James. I'm cool. I hope you're fine.
I'm fine too. I love how relaxed and calm all of the research awardees are. It's like, it's just like you're used to winning. It's like, no, man, it's not a big deal.
Not exactly. It is a big deal.
Yeah.
It is a big deal.
Yeah. But it's just humbleness, humility.
Yeah, you can say that, probably. Yes. Mm.
No, that's great. So tell me a little bit of a backstory. Hey, I usually ask people that I have conversations with on air about whatever career path they're in. Would you say that you've always wanted to go into natural sciences? When you were still a student, is this something that you wanted to study and you even saw yourself getting to this level of, you know, winning research awards?
Of course, winning research awards only came later on in life.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that there were things such as research awards, you know,
yeah,
growing up. But being a scientist or being in natural sciences, computer science, IT specifically, is something that I think decided around the age of 14, 15, thereabout, when I got my first computer. Yeah, and from there, I got addicted. Yeah, and today we're here.
Wow, that's beautiful. I'm going to ask a question again. I did mention this also to Ms. Nokanya, that sometimes I ask imibuzo that omunye umuntu angayicabanga ukuthi, but I'm just thinking in my mind, for someone who also has lalini or emakhaya, and they're hearing about research sciences and being a natural scientist, what would you say that is? What is even that in layman terms? Because I know for sure in a language, but in layman terms, what is that? What does a natural scientist do on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, I think all of us, wherever we are, especially in Makai, we are all researchers,
yeah,
and we are all natural scientists. The only difference is that you can do research not knowing that you are doing research.
Wow.
You may be a scientist not knowing that you are a scientist. As long as you are solving real problems wherever you are, whether you plant tomatoes somewhere and there are problems and you come up with mechanisms on how to improve your productivity, you've got cows and you are trying different things, trying to find out which one works best for your goats or for your chickens or for your cows and stuff like that. that's science. Just that our own African science has not been documented. This is just documented science, but it's all science. Probably the Africans are the best natural scientists that you can have out there.
You know, now that you're saying that, in my head, I'm thinking about omakhulubethu nomkhulu, that actually back in the day, they didn't have access to Western medicine. And if mhlawumbe umkhuhlane or maybe unesilonda, they would actually go out in the field or in the bushes to try and find a makambi that would actually help you to heal. So that is actually science.
That's correct. And they'll know the right quantities, whether you need two of these or three of these or four of these, and even how many days you should take that. They knew all that. And it has been tried and tested over years and years, and it has been passed from one generation to the next. That's science.
Wow.
Just that we did not have anyone to record it, but that is science.
But that is science.
Yes.
I hope whoever's listening, also Makai, they know, but you are also a scientist. So the research award that you won for, what is the research study that you were doing?
I was involved in quite a number of research studies, and that involved a lot of people, a lot of universities and colleagues from across the world. But my area of specialization, like I said before, is IT / computer science. And within that field, I do what is called artificial intelligence, for those who have heard about it. I think it's a buzzword these days, or phrase.
It is.
So I do that, and I also do teaching and learning research. So I publish quite a number of papers. If I'm not mistaken, 8 or 10 within the period that was evaluated, well, that made me to get the award. Yeah.
Exciting, exciting times. That is very, very interesting. So before we let you go, I'd like to know, Doc, what are some of your takeaways from today's research in Durban for this year?
quite a lot, I think, of things to learn. I'll just focus on one important aspect, which is the issue of collaboration. From various conversations, it came out that we are not working together as a team. We are not collaborating the different departments within the same faculty or across different faculties. We are doing things in isolation. So as a result, we may not be able to tap into the expertise or the knowledge of other colleagues in the departments or in other faculties. So that came out very, very strong. And I think going forward, the institution should put deliberate measures to make sure that we achieve that goal of collaborating within our own institution, within different faculties, before we even think of collaborating with external stakeholders out there. We have to learn to work together as a team within the institution.
I love that. And, you know, you can tell that that really was something that impacted a lot of the attendees today for the MUT Research Index, because you're not the first person to say this. Even Prof. Bakare mentioned that collaboration amongst all the other faculties and departments for research specifically is important, even if we're not perhaps in the same faculty, but there will be a need for us to collaborate on a specific research study. Thank you so much.
The pleasure is mine.
And congratulations once again.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.